Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Ed Dolan, UFMS Project Executive at the United States Marshals Service. Also joining us today from IBM is Lori Feller. Ed, the Marshals Service is a highly decentralized environment, and the system is going to have to configure to, I think, over 1,000 users. A system as large as this is sure to run into some obstacles, whether it's funding or user community issues. What are some of the key implementation challenges you've faced as a result, and how have you worked through them?
Well, we are beginning to work through those things. You know, at this stage of the development, our efforts to bring on the districts are really ramping up. We're getting ready to begin a monthly conference call with the district offices. We'd like to do more in person, but obviously when we're spread out as far as we are, you know, we're going to have to rely on teleconferences and other tools, you know, to get out X amount of information. We've also developed a website that's available to the districts to use. I think that what we have is the Marshals Service has been managing money for 222 years in a variety, you know, one way or another. So it all started with the ledger sheets, you know, with people, actually keeping a physical book, pen and pencil. And the Marshals Service over the years has evolved to take advantage of, you know, the latest technologies as they become available. So we're fortunate that throughout the agency we have a fairly broad financial management infrastructure with people who know the basics, who and beyond the basics. They understand federal appropriations law and Anti-Deficiency Act and a lot of the different things, Prompt Pay Act, that they need to focus on. So when we go to roll out UFMS, the people who will be learning the new system, we're fortunate to know that they understand the basics of federal financial management accounting. Our focus of the training will be this transition, you know, from the existing automated system to the new one. Now, along those lines, over the course of the last 4 years, the Marshals Service had, we used to have a really old system in our district offices, but we committed as a pre-positioning effort for UFMS to move the district offices off of that old FMS system, as we called it, on to the headquarters system called STARS. That effort, there was a lot of change management initiatives there, and that. But as I mentioned, we really looked at that as an essential pre-positioning. We still have a big jump to take as we move from STARS into UFMS, but by having taken that one major effort, which I said spanned several years, then I think that that's really helping us get ready for this next big step.
So, Ed, to continue along those lines, how do you envision the new processes and the system impacting the Marshals Service, specifically from a people perspective, as well as from an effectiveness and efficiency perspective?
I think one of the really wonderful aspects of a new, more modern system is the seamless flow of information from the beginning of the financial process all through all the various stages. Currently, our acquisitions or procurement system in the district office, there is not an automated link to the financial system. Some people refer to that as sneaker net because people have to actually produce a hard copy document and get up out of their desk and walk down the hall to get signed. And in the new environment, the procurement document creation will be available to be sent to the next person in the approval chain. I think originally that's going to take some getting used to because some people who haven't had to use the financial system now are going to need to as a way of reviewing and approving documents. So I think the integration of procurement, budget, and financial management under one roof is really important. One of the things we just recently decided to do to really push that effort is we have one of the divisions' headquarters is the Financial Services Division. And here late in February, all the employees of that division are going to come together in one place at one time to get a walkthrough of the system. And we're going to do it in kind of a fun, interactive way. And it's a way of saying if the HQ, the main financial services division headquarters, can really embrace what we're doing, that they're the most effective, can be the most effective spokespersons for interacting with our districts and our HQ divisions.
So when it comes to government, the public demand has been around accountability, transparency, and results and outcomes. What are you doing specifically with the implementation of UFMS to meet the public demand?
Yeah, well, I think that the public demand for financial information is really a good thing. It really drives through an organization a recognition that, you know, the president has a responsibility to produce a budget and submit it to the Congress, and that that budget information is available, you know, both to the members of the Congress but also to members of the public. So the Marshals Service has always been right there with the department and the rest of the components in terms of a recognition that we're the money that we manage, the money that we oversee, the money that we account for is public money. And when you're handling public money, it's a particular public trust factor. And, you know, a recognition that we owe it to the public to do the best with, you know, the funds that are entrusted to us as possible. So providing open, transparent information is really baked in to everything we do. And it's a recognition that we owe it to the public to make sure that we're spending the money the best way possible through all those different programs, like I mentioned. As I mentioned, you know, running a prisoner airline, you know, we want to make sure that to the greatest extent possible, when it's ready to take off, that the seats are filled, you know, that we're running an efficient route. Asset forfeiture, we want to make sure that we keep the properties up to date so that when it comes time to sell, we can maximize the amount of money available to us. So I think that the Marshals Service has always been, you know, right there with everybody else, with the rest of the department, and making sure that we provide the information as thoroughly as possible.
So the private sector has been working closely with the federal government in a number of areas. And one area includes assisting and improving financial systems and processes, conducting financial statement audits, and even performing, in some cases, financial operations. What do you think the private sector can do better to help improve the efficiency and effectiveness of our government's financial management?
In a word, I would say innovate. I think innovation has really been the backbone of the American success story, that people come up with great ideas and find a way to commercialize them and make them broadly available. I know each of us here today, you know, have some type of handheld device, the BlackBerry, the cell phone, the PDA. That's really a product of private sector innovation. And from that, it's made available to the government employees to, you know, to purchase and to make our jobs more efficient. So that's really what I think I've seen with the private sector, with the, you know, a drive, that, you know, the profit motive is a strong motive. And it helps, you know, private industry to recognize that when really good products and really good services are developed, the government wants to buy things that will help the government meet its mission and objectives and serve the public as best as possible. And you're right, Lori, I've seen the private sector really, you know, come into agencies and make a difference, you know, in terms of the work that they can do and work in cooperation with the federal employees, with a recognition that it's mission first. We always have to remind ourselves every day, you know, what is the focus. Fortunately, at a place like the Marshals Service, that's I have those opportunities regularly. As a matter of fact, just you know, just recently, the President Obama nominates United States Marshals, and one of the things we do at the Marshals Service is have the newly appointed Marshals come to town with their family, and we have a swearing-in ceremony. And I think there's an opportunity for us to remember that first and foremost, U.S. Marshals is here to serve, uphold the law, and be an integral part of the federal judicial system.
Ed, with any large-scale system implementation to be successful, you need a team of employees. Would you elaborate on your approach to empowering your employees and driving change within your teams?
Yes. You know, we have, throughout the Marshals Service and other organizations, we have individuals who play key roles in making things happen and, you know, what we call business process owners, people who run the financial operations, people who handle budget formulation and budget execution. And what we find is getting everybody committed. And that really hasn't been that difficult to do, because there's a recognition that, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, the department and the Marshals Service will benefit from the implementation of the system. So the benefit comes, but there is a cost. And the cost a lot of times is the time investment of the experts and the owners throughout the agency to sit down, and I'll use the term patiently, explain what it is that they currently do, to be exposed to the new processes that will be out there in the new environment, and then to work together to bridge from what we would call the as-is world to the to-be world, where we are today to where we are tomorrow. So I find that the basic fundamental recognition that, you know, change is coming. We're about ready to, you know, we're in the process of embarking on something big. Most people, although, you know, sometimes a little nervous about what that change might bring, there's a recognition that, you know, it's going to take time and it's going to take an investment of people's energy. But in the end, it's going to be a big payoff.
Ed, I have another follow-on question relating to that, and it really goes to the core of what your definition of success is for your efforts. Would you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I think I will say, simply put, you know, success in this effort is implementation of a new financial system at the Marshall Service, and that's the initial thing that we would call go live, you know, the day that we flip the switch and, you know, the old system is off and the new system is on. But really, success and beyond that is going to be over the months, the days, the months, and the years as we use the new opportunities to drive change, improve processes, and really, you know, focus on the mission to make sure that the financial management function that's being performed is supporting the law enforcement mission, to making sure that judges are protected, that fugitives are apprehended, the prisoners are moved. We always keep that in mind, that what we're here for is to support, you know, that basic law enforcement mission, and to do it, you know, as efficiently and effectively as possible, so that, you know, resources are made available for those frontline operations.
How does the U.S. Marshals Service leverage partnerships to meet its mission? We will ask Ed Dolan, UFMS Project Executive at the U.S. Marshals Service, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.